This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. What are some of the things that you need to let go of? I talked about this yesterday, and I want to just say that are we unwilling sometimes to let go of controlling others? Now, some of us by nature are control freaks. We manipulate every circumstance that we get our hands on. And why do we do this? Simply because we believe there's no one can do it better than we can. So we control and manipulate everything. But very few people actually enjoy being around you if you're like that. So I think we need to let go of this. We've got to surrender this illusion that we can control what other people think about us. And I spoke about this yesterday. Why are we under this illusion? The story of the Bible actually tells me that as humans, we've always been attempting to control other people. And that's the story of the Bible. I mean, Cain killed Abel in the fourth chapter of the Bible. And he did this out of anger because his brother, well, he felt that he just wasn't good enough. And it's in our DNA to give in to temptation, to be jealous or to be consumed by what's going on in other people's lives. But our story of being human, doesn't end there in Genesis chapter 4. But the climax in the Bible tells us of Jesus, our Savior, who helps us to see a better way to live a life that's transformed. And we talk about salvation where we don't actually have to control others. And one way we try to control the way other people see us is by justifying ourselves to other people. Now, rather than being content with doing what we think's right, we try to make sure that everyone likes us. So it's like the pet or the dog, you know, everyone wanting to pat the dog and saying, oh, good boy, good girl. We live in this need to have everyone's approval. But as followers of Jesus, we extend grace to others to let them think what they want, right or wrong. And we don't need to obtain everyone's approval. So rather than correcting others and what they think about us, perhaps what we should do is take time to listen to them. You don't have to agree with everything they say. And sometimes there's that element of having to let go of bitter feelings. Nearly everyone has been hurt by the actions of someone else. Maybe your mother criticised you for not being a good parent, or someone at work told lies about you and perhaps caused a loss of promotion. There are many other examples. And so these wounds that we have make us feel angry or bitter or even seek revenge. But we've got to let go of these things. One of the biggest problems with bitterness is that it doesn't want to go away. Resentment there. I mean, the word resentment is derived from the prefix re, meaning to do something again. And the Latin word sentir, S-E-N-T-I-R, which means to feel. So resentment is something we feel again and again. And so we know these feelings of anger can be there and bitterness. We've got to be very careful to let go of those feelings. We need to know that God knows best. The psalmist said in Psalm 18, verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is proven, for he is a shield to all who trust in him. So we shouldn't become bitter at the way that he allows events to play out in our lives, or we think that God is getting angry with us. We need to have a restoration in the relationship we have with God. The third thing I want to say is this, to dwell on the Bible. This is God's word. Read the scriptures. Try and drink it in to your own thinking and to see what it is that God is saying, to focus on Jesus Christ, to try and become like him, because Christ's way is an outward way of showing love towards other people. So bitterness needs to be dealt with, to let go. And to remember that the Bible says, for example, James 4 verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Verse 10, that same chapter, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. So I'm wondering today, what is it that you need to let go of? Is it bitterness? Is it the fact that you want other people's approval? And sometimes we just need to say, Lord, I am your person. I don't understand myself fully, but I trust in you today, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.